Which song do you want out of your head?
I'm not going to say it.
The Follow You, Follow Me?
I don't like Phil Collins, so.
I like putting the in front of stuff. Like an old person.
Yeah. Yeah, the pot. I hope he's not on the weed.
The pot. Why don't you like Phil?
It's horrible. I just don't like him.
I liked him ironically at first when I was like way into American Psycho as a kid.
Yeah.
And I was like, Sussudio, great, great song, a personal favorite. And then after a while, the irony just dripped away. And I was like, Sussudio is a great song.
No, it's not.
Really?
And I saw American Psycho with my dad, and that's not really father-daughter film.
What? No. What made you waltz into that and think it was, if I might ask?
I just thought, hey, serial killer, that would be all right.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, well,
I wouldn't want to watch that with my mommy. I'll put it that way.
No. All right.
I like that movie.
Where's our intros, pal?
Our intros?
Yeah.
We got to do them at the introduction at the beginning.
Or not.
Are we going to be that conservative? I'm asking you.
Chop, chop, hustle up.
You want to just... I was going to sneak them in 10 minutes in, but fine. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, the host. Allison Frank, my co-hostess, right there.
Mm-hmm.
Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. You go there, you'll get a new episode every Monday, every Thursday, a bunch of my writing as well. Links to side projects I do. There's a comic called The Spookies.
Oh, yeah, that's
there's
new.
There's PF Pod, the football podcast. We do a bunch of stuff here.
What's PF?
Papa's Football Podcast or Pro Football Podcast. I chose it for its ambiguity.
Oh, gosh. That's...
I like your tangible excitement here.
If it's all about Tom Brady's hair, then I'll take a peek.
It is.
Take a listen.
His dreamy peepers.
Yeah.
As he just looks up at the heavens. Yes. His fine coif, which is now a series of hair plugs, I believe.
No, it isn't.
Oh, we've concluded that.
No, he's handsome.
I'm not. What? Hair plugs and handsome are mutually exclusive?
No, he's
handsome. Burt Reynolds would like a word with you, sir.
People think he's handsome. He doesn't even do plugs. He just peels his off. His is like a stick-on, I believe.
Yeah, he just has a rug.
Yeah, same with Travolta, too.
Travolta has a weird microweave thing.
Yeah.
They've shown that with back when I was way into gossip column sites. Yeah. Like, what would Tyler Durden do before the guy Brandon left who wrote it? I really liked what he did. I thought he was funny as hell. Will was too good for it, but I wasn't.
Oh, I gotcha.
So they zoomed in one time on the front of it, and literally it looked like the square corner of a screen door extended past the hair into this perfect little widow's peak.
But they actually, I mean, he's got money, so he's got better ones. I mean,
he could do better. That's what is weird about it.
No, but I'm sure they got him on a set or something somewhere at that particular time.
He was like walking out of an airplane. That's like his happy place. He's like, he's kissing.
Yeah, but if it's his own airplane, then that's considered like taking a picture of him taking out the trash at his house.
Is that just a lazy wig?
Exactly, yeah. Because he's just taking out the trash. He's going to put a baseball cap on.
I guess. So. I guess. I like that he went with the, hey, this could be my hair look. Because if I ever lose it all, and I'm fighting a losing battle, don't get me wrong. Yeah. It is slowly but surely as I run my hand through my Rogaine crisped locks right now.
Yeah.
It's pulling back.
But that's like that whole thing. Like I tried to call you and get you on the phone or whatever for that Joey Lawrence thing. Like they're just like he shaved his head because he was balding.
Of course.
Like he just shaved it and he's fine. Like he's a handsome guy, whatever. Now he's bald.
He's dreamy ever since Carson.
What? Since Carson. Oh, since he was four or
exactly.
Whatever. Yeah. With the same haircut my sister had, the Paige haircut or
Prince
Dutch
Valiant
boy.
Almost, yeah.
So, but the thing is that, like, through the episodes, the producers might, like, hey, you got to young it up. You got to be more hip. So you got to, and they just sprayed on hair. Like, it was obviously like a spray line, and sometimes it's like leaking under the lights.
Oh, no.
You're like paint dripping. You're like, come
why don't
on.
They at least model paint it in? Why don't they take a little tube of testers?
Yeah.
I remember good old testers paint and just dot it in at least.
No, so it's bad. Or just let them wear a Travolta type hairpiece.
Or a full wig. What the hell?
Or whatever.
I mean, the full wigs look a lot less laughable than the partials, the toupes, the toupee.
I mean, if they're done well. I mean, now they have so many cool things to do. But, yeah, I just couldn't believe it. And then the more episodes you went in, Like, you could tell, like, they definitely made a change. And then it's like more spray, more spray, more spray.
If I ever get a wig, like, or if I ever get anything done, I don't even want to go with believable.
Yeah.
Like, I want 12-year-old Egyptian hairline.
Yeah, exactly. Again.
Like,
yeah.
Just bushy eyebrows, quarter-inch hair.
That was, like, one of the questions.
Like, Stalin.
They were like, would you rather... I can't be like a woman with a mustache or a guy where your hairline like meets your brows, you know. So
well, I always hate those would-yas.
Yeah,
would ya? I don't like them because they always have solutions. Like the guy could shave his head, the girl could wax her mustache.
Yeah, but I mean, it does get pain. You know what I mean? You then again, you're like Travolta, and you're having a lazy day. You're going out to take your trash, and they're like, "Hey, Allison's got a full stash." And I mean, definitely is maintenance involved.
I am not denying that. There's maintenance.
I mean, there's plenty of times you don't even want to shave your face. You know what I mean? You just want to let it go crazy or shave your back.
I have the beard, yeah. But my neck, I cannot let go long. You ladies will never have the experience of neck hair. And yeah. Especially me, I'm Greek. So
except
I have
for the Italian woman in the nursing
well,
home.
Well, yeah, that's mm-hmm. true.
I but do I, have to shave her neck.
I have that black guy, almost pubic hair beard thing going.
Yeah.
And I tell you, man, after 3 days of that against your neck, it's like those spines you see on a cricket's leg when they zoom in with the microscope.
Yeah.
And they're like, how does the cricket make his music? It's with these. Well, that's what's digging into my flesh if I give it 48 hours. So I actually, I know what you're saying. There are times I wouldn't want to shave out of laziness, but I have to.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I wake up in the middle of the night going, like I have a turtleneck on.
Yeah.
Just turbo digging at my flesh. at Papa's Basement for me on Twitter. By the way, I'm very active there. Allison, have you been on Twitter much to show off your bazooms and your juices? You like making your juices. You like showing off your cleavage. Sometimes you do both in the same photo.
Yeah, that's nice. You can come check it out.
At Allison Frank, ALLIS0N Frank.
Correct.
And Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Last but not least, look us up on iTunes or using any podcast app to find us on iTunes.
Yeah.
Subscribe to us. You don't have to download us that way. You can get us off the website. Just subscribe so it looks like we're doing something. Yeah. And give us a 5-star rating.
Yeah.
And then say we cured your kid's cancer and we did it in secret and didn't even brag.
I wish there was a 6. I wish we could give you a 6-star rating. Or 10.
Have
or
you
12.
Joined iTunes and done this, by the way?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Did you really? Okay.
No.
Oh, I did it. I did it about 4 months ago. I finally practiced what I've been preaching.
But I don't have an iPhone and all that. I guess
you have an Android phone.
I do.
You can get a podcast app and do the same thing.
Okay. But I won't.
I hate you.
I mean, you like to think I have a lot of apps on there, but I have 0 apps. And when you cleaned out my computer, there's like nothing on there, right? There's like nothing.
Yeah, you literally just had your photos of your juices and your boobs, like I said.
that's all I really need.
I did have to format your computer, and that is all I found. Two resumes that I'm sure you're doing nothing with, and juice and boob photos.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing. There's no apps. There's no files. There's no secret files. There's no
not
nothing.
Like me, where I have porn within porn, where it's like, this is the porn I'm fine with people finding. This is the porn I don't hope they find. And this is the God help us directory. This is the I will need a new place to live afterward directory.
And it's labeled like my mom's hospital records.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Pictures of my father in his coffin.
That's right.
Just scare him off.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Apparently, the wiping stories were a big hit last week.
Because that's ridiculous. But after we left the studio, I spoke to your mom and I said...
Let's recap. I said on air, one, that for whatever reason, after I wipe, I have to go back for maintenance 2 times.
Which is
afterward.
Ridiculous. No one I know does that.
Like maybe 30 minutes out and then an hour out. There's more there.
But I think there's probably other guys who go through that, but I don't think they take the time to do it. They just think, hey, that's what my underwear is for.
Oh, no, I can't do that. I am not skid marky at all, but it's because for whatever reason, I'm like, I'll wipe and it's all clean. And then 30 minutes later, I bristle like a dog hearing a whistle. And I'm just like, something's not right.
Something's amiss.
Yeah. I'm like Superman hearing a train falling off a cliff in Timbuktu. And I go in the bathroom, and sure enough, there's more to clean. And that happens once
daily.
Or twice per incident.
That's awful. Well, part of the reason that we discovered is because you wipe standing up.
I do.
That doesn't even make sense.
I tried your way. I wanted... It's not like, first of all...
But when you're sitting, like, the way that your thighs and your butt meets the seat, well, it, like, parts the Red Sea for you.
All right. Let's just get it... Let's get it right. It's not that I part standing up like, dum-da-dum-da-dum, I'm a white guy in the line at the bank, and my shoulder blade is above the balls of my feet.
Yeah.
I'm not standing up like that.
But still, it doesn't make things come together when you stand up.
I kind of look like a defensive tackle almost, like I'm squatting, if you will.
But still, you shouldn't be doing that. Like, I don't know anybody who does that.
Different from being fully seated. Like, I'll hoover...
But why do you have to do that? That's why you're not...
Because I don't get how you get your hand between your legs to the toilet seat.
What your mom said.
Am I supposed to go around the backside? Like, this is a very real thing. Because do I wedge my arm between my genitalia
I don't
and
like
the front
this.
Side of the seat and then, like, scrape against all my parts as I wipe?
When you're building a house after you get married, you need a pulley system. To hold your junk you can wipe like a normal person.
If I'm going to do this, then I suppose I should just have one of those troughs. Like almost a urinal trough, but set it in the opposite direction, perpendicular to that, as the toilet. And then I'll have room in the front and the back for all kinds of shenanigans. I can invent a Jetsons robot arm to come down and cleanse me for all it matters.
He's got a crapper swing.
It'll have all the room in the world. I will buy the T-800 arm from Terminator 2 and use that as a colorful prop and just build it into the toilet.
No, it's ridiculous.
Am I supposed to go around the back, though? Because there's no room there. We have like some sort of, you know what part of it might be? My mom keeps the hamper literally right in front of the toilet. So you're almost wedging yourself in like
it's
every other
tight.
Aspect of the house.
Yeah.
But I swear to God, I'm not trying to be gross. You're so far at the back of the seat that I've seen other people leave a racing stripe on the toilet seat.
Gross.
And I'm like, really? You walked away from this? And I'll get my rubbing alcohol and I'll scrape
it down. Oh, I don't want to take care of someone else's stripes. I don't even want to take care of someone else's poop crumbs. Like, if you see those crumbs in there, why don't you give another flush for
someone
else?
Worst.
Yeah.
The fudgy that doesn't flush away.
I mean, there's the like the Snickers smear, which I don't want to see that either.
Yeah.
And then there's just
Will's good for that. Will will leave some, it looks like he took a tar crayon and
but
just colored
the
bowl.
It's funny, as disorganized or messy as he can be, his bathroom and his toilet, I mean, you could probably eat out of his toilet at
home. I'm not saying he's a pig. It's just a weird dietary thing.
He must eat
rubber.
But when he's at home, like his toilet, like the sink could be full of green furry dishes, but that toilet bowl, for whatever reason, and I've come over all different times, you know, unannounced or whatever, so it's not like he's just doing this for me. He just keeps his own toilet
really
pristine. Yeah,
that's a new trick in his repertoire. Because
no, he's been like that for years. His bathroom sink will be gross,
when
his
we
kitchen
lived
sink will be gross, but that toilet, you
no,
can eat
when
out of
we
it.
Were in the townhouse together, his toilet was like, I don't know, the back of insert black athlete who works in the Suns.
But
net.
Maybe because it was also connected to a common area, because that was a family room down there.
That was his personal bathroom. No one else used it. And that thing was black as night. Like, he just let mold pile up and he would laugh.
The shower can get bad, but
no,
his
this,
toilet
this
is
This toilet
clean.
Was disgusting. Maybe in the new place because it doesn't require a lot of maintenance.
Any apartment. When he was in the apartment and when he's in the condo, either
well,
one.
Well, in
like
the townhouse, he let his freak flag fly though.
But he was kind of bummed then too, so that's kind
of
was
that a dark point in his life?
I mean, he was kind of bummed, don't you remember? And he
no.
had the shakes and everything.
I don't.
That's because you only pay attention to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, your mom's been crying at home for 3 days in a row, and you're oblivious.
I have a life outside that home. Don't know what to tell
you're
you.
Like, I can tell you I had a delicious sandwich last night.
Yeah, outside of the home.
But
had
my
the
mom
same delicious sandwich again today. The,
drowning in a pool of her tears.
The caramelized tofu skins at the Vietnamese Song Quay Deli.
Yeah, that was bizarre. Today I walked in, I went to the bathroom, the public bathroom there. And when I opened the door, there was two surprised Asian men.
Oh, glory holing each other?
And then they just had both got this great big smile and walked out.
Of course,
out.
They just finished.
You need a napkin?
Time to have some bubble tea.
Oh, goodness.
Wash down each other's
it's
love.
It's tough to go to the bathroom after that because you're thinking, what went
Where
on
did they
and,
do it?
Yeah.
Where did they wipe off?
I mean, maybe they were in there making balloon animals, but still, that's bizarre. Two guys in there making balloon animals.
They were
animals.
Banging each other. They had to be.
Who knows?
My question, though, seriously, am I supposed to reach around the front and, like, hook my hand in?
I don't understand how you're built.
Just go either around the back.
Your mom says.
We'll get to that in a second.
Oh.
Just me. Am I supposed to, like, run my hand down the contours of my spine until I hit pay dirt, so to speak? Or do I start from the front and then visit the back? Allison?
It's always front to back.
Is it?
I mean, for men, it's a little bit different.
There's
but definitely
literally no way I could do that then. Like, between the toilet seat. And I'm not saying I'm John Holmes
like
or something.
Like this.
Oh, so you're saying reach around the backside. See, I thought I was supposed to, like, put my hand between my thighs, like vintage Madonna, and keep going.
You're making a motion like a backhoe.
And hit the pitch.
Like an excavator.
Exactly, yeah.
Like you got a bucket arm.
Literally, yes. Like, I am a transformer, and my right arm hasn't transformed yet, and it's still an excavator mode.
Next time you go to the bathroom, I want to hear a lot of...
Yeah.
And clicks.
The clanking transformer sound.
Be like, he's getting a job done the first time around, ladies.
All right. So reach around from the back. I'll try it. You know what? YOLO is the kids.
Your
song.
Mom says that you are not humanly able. You're not
we
possible.
As Papa Giorgio's. We
no,
have...
no, no. You and your mom.
Yeah.
But I said, Will doesn't do that. And actually, when I asked William about it, he looked at me I had two heads.
You walked out of the recording shocked after last week when I talked about this on air.
Because I know Will doesn't do that.
And you, I don't want to know how you know.
No, I mean, you talked to him before, but I know. And so I asked.
Allison, I lost my contacts. You come here. I'll get lost.
That's right. No, but so I asked him, I was like, I've never watched him wipe before. But anyhow, I said, he's very private about his bathroom stuff. Anyway.
He's very private about cleansing his rear. How conservative.
No, I mean, he's very private about going to the bathroom or number two or passing
so
gas.
Am I.
Or whatever.
I don't like doing it.
Yeah, you make an announcement. You're like, you kick your legs up like
you're
leading a band.
With friends. I mean, around paramours.
But even Will, around pals, like he just doesn't. He's not, hey, this band's getting started. Like, I'm going to go play the old porcelain tuba. He just doesn't.
So you talked to my mom about it, and she
I asked your brother first, and I said, hey, do you wipe standing up? And he was like, what the... Like, no. He's like, no. And so I asked your mom and I said, hey, John wipes standing up and then he has to do re-wipes and you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. She said, oh, yeah.
It's a family curse.
she said. And I said, she says, Allison, you don't understand. We have to do it
We cannot do your white person way.
Yeah, like all of a sudden when you guys are crowning, your arms shrink up the size of T-Rexes and you're just like a weeble wobble.
We're just fluttering them like penguin wings. Yeah.
You're like, if only I had longer arms.
I'm telling you, we are haunchy. We don't have room back there.
If only
at
my,
least on that turlet.
If only my poop came out my belly button, I would be fine. I could just sit here. You know? Anyhow, she was like, she looked at me.
I'm glad you know the family secret. It's like Teen Wolf, where Michael J. Fox is transforming, and then his dad comes in with the big gray wolf face. He's like, well, son. Time you know how we do it in these parts.
And she said that there's no other way that she says we're not built to do it.
I don't know how we're built differently, but we are. We're not normally built.
She says there's a lot of stuff going on.
There is.
And I said, but what about William? She goes, oh, he takes after his father.
Exactly. He has normal plumbing. My mother and I
are normal
haunchy.
Arms.
Yes.
And that's what she said.
Oh, no. I don't know what's going on back there. It's like... when Willy Wonka takes him through the tunnel on that psychedelic train, that's the process of everything coming out of me. There's shaving cream shooting all over the place. I don't know what's going on, but it is not normal.
Well, that's what she said. So I don't know. Your mom does it the same way. And when I asked her about doing it while she was seated, she made it sound like that was physically impossible. Like, why would I? Could I get my whole body like that contortionist inside a suitcase? No, I can't. Like, Allison, you're ridiculous. John can't do it. I can't do it.
Yeah, you might as well have said, like, oh, I'm bored. I'm going to fly now on the wings I have because I'm a bird person. That's how absurd what you proposed was when you're explained it to me.
You're well,
like, there just isn't room there. And then it seems like you're going
to. But there is room because I wipe that way. Will well, wipes that way. Everybody wipes that way.
At the front edge of the bowl, and then your junk's resting against the porcelain, and then you have to chop it off.
But your mom doesn't have bowls.
I don't know. Maybe she's got other things going down there.
This is not.
Maybe she's an Audi. I don't know.
Like way luggage Audi? Like,
yeah. Like she needs. Catcher's mitt Audi. Baboon oh, Audi. Days.
Oh, I don't want to. So you guys need like a sling or something.
All I can tell you is the mental health things I got from both of them.
Yeah.
Like I have the insanity from both sides.
Yeah.
But I think the body deformity stuff tends to come.
Oh, you definitely have your mom's feet. Like that's ridiculous. All of your toes are the same length. That
her
is
horrible
so weird.
Gorilla feet.
Yeah, I said something to your mom about it, and then your dad calls her gorilla feet in Greek.
Yeah, no, he called her, I think...
8 feet or something.
I think she called it gorillakia, which would presume that gorilla is just gorilla in Greek. But it might be. I mean, they steal all the zoo animal stuff from the Greeks. But akia, or aki, is the singular diminutive, so that would be little gorilla.
Yeah.
So gorillaki would be like multiple little gorillas. So I think he called her feet little gorillas. Yeah. No, she has the worst feet ever.
But your feet are twins.
Yeah, just, so, like, despite her ass and all that, like, no black man would ever hit on her just because her feet are such train wrecks. And I have that, too. Like, the pinky almost curls in on itself and has, like, this shark fin of dead skin at the crest of it that I just cut off every time I cut my toes because I'm bored. And it's just back like 2 days later. It gets hammered back into position.
But the thing is that all your toes are the same length.
Like, oh, is that the weird thing?
That's so bizarre. It just looks like somebody took a meat cleaver and just said, let's even these out. It's like, you don't even need the top half of your shoes.
Oh, no.
Like, that's great.
I have like all the bad physical stuff from both because I have my dad's barrel chest and propensity for a gut. But I have her propensity for like the stocky thighs and stuff like that. Yeah. And apparently the boils, not to completely cysts. Sex the show up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I get those cysts on my inner thigh, sebaceous cysts, which if I hadn't had them since age 12, I would have been convinced I had herpes.
Yeah. But I think you just need to cornstarch more often, especially now that you're working out and stuff.
I guess. I showed you the one today that was on the outside of the thigh. I swear to Christ, it either looked like the wound Jared Leto I don't know how we pronounce that one, had in Requiem, where he just kept shooting smack into that one hole in his arm. It literally looked like that, or the first guy who gets bitten in the zombie movie and he's like, oh, it's fine, it's just a little scratch, and then you see him in the next scene and it's this inky tar pit and everyone's like, you need to get that looked at. And then 2 minutes later, his eyes have rolled back in his head and he's feasting on brains.
Unless you show me the nurse who just thinks it's funny.
Yeah. No, I popped it yesterday. Big, like, corn-sized kernels of pus came out. Arterial spray like Mortal Kombat. I'm like, this is my flesh.
Yeah.
What's
wrong with
me?
I'm surprised it didn't
me?
Hurt as bad.
No, I mean, it didn't hurt. Just popped. Yeah. Popped like a pinata filled with pus.
Oh. Yeah, that's not good. Cornstarch. Cornstarch will help that. Yeah, I mean, don't put it on now. All the other parts.
Describe that stuff. My mom's like, oh, yeah, I got those too.
Yes. Yes. And then she said something else, and it was disturbing. I don't want to share it on air, but I was like, why would you tell me that? Like, I'm really practically a stranger. Now I can't eat. It's like, because she's sort of like my mom, you know what I mean? And you're like, oh. That's like my mom. She wants to show me pictures of her poop. I'm like, I have a sister. Why don't you want to show her? She's like, Allison, look at this one. Everyone said it looked like a crocodile, but to me it looks like a monster. She's using it like those inkblot tests, but with her poop. I'm like, Mom, seriously. Your other daughter's a nurse, too.
The Rorschach.
Too. Yeah.
The Rorschach smear test.
I'm like, you know.
Does it look like Abraham Lincoln or a squirrel?
That's all she wants to talk about now is poop, and pretty much your mom is on that thing too. Like, they just want to talk about their ailments, their bowel movements, and today it was tears. So
it now has hit a point where it's like, you're not just my son, you're my friend and confidant. And every so often it'll be like, well, I have to go to the doctor, pause for a beat, for my vagina. And I'm like, okay, out the door, bye-bye.
Yeah, when she has to get all dolled up on Saturdays,
I might have come out of it, but I don't want to hear of it.
What's going on in there? Where I used to hang out? 32 years ago.
Well, she'll just constantly, she's had issues with it lately.
But I think that's a guy thing. One time I was visiting my dad in Rhode Island, and my dad and I were actually out for ice cream, but I was, I don't know, probably 35, 36 years old or something. And my mom had called. She kept saying, like, why aren't you answering your phone or whatever? And I said, because I'm out with my dad and we're having ice cream or whatever. And she goes, yeah, but you came out of my vagina. So I relayed that to my father. My dad was just like you. He's like, why would she say that? But then I'm thinking, hey, you put one of your most prized possessions in her vagina. So why don't you want
a prized possession? I shoot that stuff around like silly string.
No, I mean your penis. His penis.
Oh, the penis, yeah.
Yeah, not the ropes.
Oh, yeah, not the ropes. Are you kidding me?
Ropes are free.
Yeah. You want some right now? Give me 5 minutes.
Ropes in the shower. Who
knows?
Decorating
the walls.
But my dad was totally grossed out. He was like, why would she say that?
I know. It's not good.
Yeah, I know. So your mom was talking about other things that I just didn't really even want to know.
Well, she'll just bring up these.
And she's like, I think Will has that problem. I don't even want to ask Will about it.
Then she starts mentioning that, and I'm like, ah! And she's like, okay, so I'm going to ignore the word vagina, but then I'll talk about polyps and walls and stuff. Yeah. And you're like, A, I didn't sneak off and go to gyno school at night while you're asleep. B, still gross. I can't help you and you're actively harming
me. But you know what? You know how to use Google.
Yeah, I'm literally just like, you ever heard of WebMD? Pay it a visit.
Yeah, but then she'll have cancer.
Oh, are you kidding?
Of everything.
It is a wonder to me, given what a worrywart she is. Pardon my French.
Yeah.
That WebMD is not just her starting homepage. Literally, you open Google Chrome and it just opens to WebMD. It's weird she never took off with that, because you'd think it's a match made in heaven.
Yeah, because when you want to look up, like, you know, who starred in such and such, or do you know who, and you type that into her Google bar and it's like, do you know if you have hemorrhoids? Do you know if you have polyps? Or do you know if you have depression?
She would literally just look at it and be like, I do now. Exactly. Do now. Like a mother F.
Oh, goodness.
That's Allison.
Yes, darling.
You hit me up with something before the show.
Okay.
You said you didn't want to talk about it before the show.
Okay.
I figured this chunk has been so much about me and my rear.
And
my
your mom wants to know if you have hemorrhoids. Do you?
Hemorrhoids. And
Do you have hemorrhoids?
Is hemorrhoids like an external thing, or
it can be external or internal?
How would I know if it was internal? Like, if I have like a gerbil's tail or a hamster's tail, I understand that one.
I don't.
But I don't feel anything back there. But I don't just go, which way is the wind blowing, harumph, and put it inside and check either.
You would have frank bleeding.
No, then I don't have roids. I've been lucky in that department.
Or if you had external ones, which I believe she does.
Oh, are you kidding me? There's so much. We used to just keep a packet of Preparation H right behind the butter. Like, thank God they didn't come in similar packaging. Because I know as a kid something would have gone on my English muffin I didn't want.
Oh, gosh. Why is it in the kitchen? I don't even want to know.
Apparently, they're supposed to be nice and cool. The few times I have had hemorrhoids, I hated that. It was like raping yourself with an ice cube. Like, you don't feel bad enough as a guy sticking something in your rear. Because I'm not one of those secret, like, I enjoy a finger in the back door while getting head. If I did, I'd broadcast it. I really don't fiddle with the downstairs all
Maybe
that much.
Maybe that's why you don't know if you like it or not.
Exactly. No, I might love it. Are you kidding? I might be ducked to water the instant I felt that. But I've never walked that path.
It's like maybe I would feel cooled off just sitting in one of the 2 inches of water at the fountain at Herndon Reston.
Yeah, I've never taken my Bruce Bixby leaving town after I've ruined things walk.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Down that trail.
Yeah. Well,
but,
that's gross.
The few times I've had to put a Prep H back there.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I don't know. I've never had that problem, so... I mean, I'm fortunate.
Making it cold is just worse.
I'm glad I don't have Maria's jeans.
You look like one of your pets when you take them into the vet and they shake the thermometer and cram it in, and your pet suddenly looks up like, hey, now.
Which is the only way you can get your true core temperature, just so you know.
That's fine.
So all those strips and bands and tympanic thermometers, they're really kind of a waste.
I am okay with not getting it checked thusly.
Yeah, but if you're really sick.
I would rather die of... tsetse virus or whatever.
Yeah, but you've used suppositories before.
I have.
So it's fine. What's a thermometer in there? I mean, it's not for kicks. You're feeling sick. You're ill. Like, at that point, you really probably shouldn't care. You'd be like...
It's not the center console in my Hyundai. I care what I store in it, okay?
Yeah, but if it's going to make you better, you see what I'm saying?
All right. If I'm seeing St. Peter 50 yards up, you have my permission to crawl in and make a home for yourself there.
That's right. But if I'm watching Netflix and appear to be lonely, don't try to cheer me up that way.
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha.
All right, so you were going to shock me with a topic you simply referred to as Facebook troll.
I didn't. It's not a shocking thing. But when I shared it with people, people were like, whoa, that's crazy. Like, that's ridiculous. So I have this friend. We've been friends for, I don't know, 3 years or something like that. A male friend.
Oh, really? You a male friend? What?
I only have male friends, really.
I know. Hence my sarcasm.
So, anyhow. Apparently, he went out. He had told me about it before. This has been a long time ago. But apparently, he had gone out with this chick and gone out for a few dates or whatever. But I think she wants more.
Did they do it?
I don't know.
That's a big thing.
Yeah. I could ask him if they've done it. They might have fooled around. He didn't give the impression that they did it, but maybe they did.
But that's
know.
A guy talking, too. Like, he could just
but he
like,
would tell me if he did it.
Oh, he did? Okay.
I mean, he would.
Because a guy might be like, we went out 4 or 5 times, and now she's all on my butt. And you could be like, well, did you have unprotected sex? Yeah, since date 2.
And she's pregnant.
Yeah. And now it's future this. Money that. I don't need your BS, lady.
Where are we going to put the nursery?
Yeah.
Anyway, no, it's not that kind of thing. It just made it sound like, you know, they went out a few times and she, and I guess, I don't know, she's either been blowing up his phone or blowing up his whatever. But he's like, you know what, I can't really shake her, you know, and I want to be polite. I think they have mutual friends or he does a lot of stuff in the community and stuff where he lives, so.
What is he, a black preacher?
No. He's an electrician, so he has
so
his own business.
He does a lot of stuff in the community?
No. He's active in his community. He does a lot of whatever.
What is that like?
I don't know.
Like, that literally?
That's not
people
me.
People say that, and I'm like, why?
I don't know, when they have fundraisers.
Yeah, why? Stuff. Just why?
I don't know.
Like, I can see supporting a cause,
yeah,
but to be like, Fairfax needs money. What?
I don't think it's only about money.
Why? So I can get more cops to ticket me for doing California stops?
We're keeping our streets clean.
Me? I want this bitch bankrupted.
So he asked me to do him a favor, and he says, hey, would you mind posting a photo of yourself on my Facebook wall? And I think that'll shake her. If she's given the impression that either you and I are going out or we went out, then she'd probably lose interest. So I asked a couple friends of mine about this, and I was like, oh, like... The thing about it is that I don't mind doing that. You know what I mean? Just putting a picture of myself on it.
Taking
as well.
One for the team.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
of course,
fun.
Yeah, you're like, I love looking at me. How many can I put up?
Yeah, that's why he has 7 collages. It's like, here's me making juice.
Can I put up one of my risque juice photos that belongs on the wall of Hooters?
And it's just a couple oranges.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You holding a pair of melons and winking
it's
at
body
the camera.
Paint. Body paint of oranges. No, so... but everyone's like, oh, what a sleazeball. That's a pretty slimy way to get a photograph of you. Or that's a pretty, like, he's trying to come off as some kind of show off or whatever. But I'm thinking, if he was going to come off as a show off, like, why wouldn't he pick someone younger or more beautiful or something?
Oh, come on, no. False modesty.
No, that's true. Like, why are you going to pick someone who's, like, over 40? You know what I mean? Let's get that old gray mare.
You don't look it. You get on the Facebook and you trot your stuff out there. Don't
but
give
anyhow,
me that.
So I did it. But then I asked my friends later. I'm like, I hope it doesn't get me killed. Like I don't mind helping him out, and if it deters her, like that's fine. But at the same thing, like women, chicks are crazy, and jealous women are even crazier.
Well, I haven't. What exactly makes her a jealous woman? I suppose he's assuming that she's been looking at his Facebook profile for
but
updates.
A lot of people do. I mean, I think a lot of people... I just got a message last night from someone that I don't even know that well. We have a lot of mutual friends, and we're friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
And he's in the music stuff, and I have a couple friends that are in a band, which I've known him for, I don't know, probably 20 years now. But anyhow... He said,
I don't know where you went with this,
but listen,
it's still going. Okay.
this is from someone else. And he sent me a message last night and it said, hey, listen, my psycho ex-girlfriend, she just stopped by. And in addition to calling me, you know, an SOB and everything else, she thinks that we are seeing one another and that we're having sex with one another. So if you
was he having sex with her?
Sex with me.
Oh,
the psycho ex just showed up at his house. And he said,
well, it's the A, it's an ex, so what does he care? And B,
but she showed up at his house.
Yeah.
So she showed up at his house and she's saying a lot of derogatory things.
Are you kidding me? I would love to have a girl care half that much. I have never to this day had an ex show up and do anything. Do you know the extent of what I get out of exes? Like 3 years later, I might text them out of boredom.
Yeah.
And they'll go through the motions of like, yeah, I was thinking of you the other day. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the passion.
But you've never really been.
The undying flame.
You've never been totally vested either.
In someone?
Yeah.
No, I hold back.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've never had like the soulmate or lived with someone or whatever.
Excuse me. I'm living with her right now.
That's not your lover, I
hope.
That's
true.
Or else you would know about her hemorrhoids. So anyhow, so he said his ex-girlfriend came to his house last night and she was saying a lot of terrible things to him. And apparently he said before I had a chance to delete her from Facebook, she saw my page and she must have saw something that I put on his page or something. But the thing is that I'm not
you're
really
friendly. And then on Facebook, you look like a 10 and a half. Not that you don't in real life, but Facebook, you gussy it up some. So I could see how her jealousies were sprung just a little.
Anyhow, so he said, if you get any weird requests or anything, he says, I want to apologize in advance because she is really on this warpath or whatever. And so I said, you know, thanks for the heads up. But in a sense, I told him, you know, it is kind of flattering to me because if she thought I was some kind of bridge troll, then she wouldn't care. You know what I mean? If she thought he was involved with some, you know, hideously unattractive woman, then she would be like, serves him right. Hope he gets two scoops. Hope he smothers under that heap of garbage, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
So, but anyhow, those were the two things. But a lot of people thought that the first guy, by asking me to put a picture of myself, that he was just trolling to make himself look cool. But
did you explain the backstory? Obviously, the guy wanted to scare the girl off, right?
Yeah. And so I asked him, like, the next day, I said, hey, did that
work? Don't get me wrong. I mean, he's lazy and backhanded, but I could see myself doing that. I'm pretty sure I've made those requests
before. And actually, you know what? I have a friend after that. He said, hey, I might need you to do that for my page. And I was like, hey, if I can help you out, you know.
Yeah.
And then I told someone else and I said, hey, you know,
this is a service I provide. Compensate me.
Well, any of our listeners who need me to put a picture of myself.
Yeah.
On
if
there.
You need to scare off an ex and put up a Jewish Polish cougar or whatever the hell you are.
But someone else was saying, I said, but wouldn't that deter you? Like if you were interested in someone and you looked at her Facebook page and you saw this picture of this guy and he's like, you know, saying, hey, thanks. I'm glad we had fun yesterday.
Thanks for the sex last night.
Or that.
That would deter me.
But then my friend was like,
intercourse.
He said, you know, just because there's a goalie doesn't mean you can't score. And someone having a boyfriend wouldn't deter them from going after someone. And I said, that would deter me. I mean, why do you want that headache? Or why do you want someone who's willing just to dump their boyfriend for you? You know, it's different if someone's just out on a date and you're dating. Then I think it's a free-for-all. Plenty of us have been on dates where we would rather be somewhere else. And that's how you actually met your last girlfriend. You were on a date. It wasn't really going that swimmingly. And then you wound up meeting that same night your girlfriend.
Yeah. I got bored. The other girl was texting me. I said, what the hell?
Yeah.
I went there and I got some.
I picked
the right path, obviously, at least for a couple months.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So to me, that's a different scenario because that woman was not your girlfriend.
No, she was engaged to someone else.
She's gross.
She was engaged. And then I left for the girlfriend that was legally married still.
Yeah. But I mean, I wouldn't want to be with someone. You know, if I knew someone had a girlfriend and then I said, hey, how you doing? They're like, hey, you want to meet on Saturday for dinner? I'd be like, gross. You're nasty. Like, if you're just willing to dump your girlfriend.
Said he was dumping her. He just wanted some.
Yeah. But that's
yucky. Look at you
leaping
to conclusions.
I don't even want to be with that kind of person.
Nor should you. It's a bad trait.
That's what I say.
Fidelity is difficult.
It's difficult then don't have a girlfriend. You can just have
some. Having a girlfriend's nice.
Huh?
But having a girlfriend's nice.
But if it's not nice enough.
It's a very, very difficult catch-22.
It's not, to me, it's not if you don't want to be with that person. If you don't think about that person and you don't enjoy that person's company on all levels, then why is she your girlfriend? Just let her be your friend or your F-buddy or your whatever.
Because most women aren't cool with the F-buddy thing, and they want to think it's exclusive. And that's how you get the best out of them, but then you get horny and you want to do something else briefly.
Yeah, so just don't label her your girlfriend then.
But that's, again, how you get the good stuff out of her.
No, I don't think so. I think there's a lot of people who are willing to do nice things. You know what I mean? But you don't have to promise them the moon.
It's like a very nice restaurant saying, you can eat here. All you have to say all the time is, I'll never go to another restaurant, and this is the best restaurant on earth.
Yeah.
That might be well and true, and it is your favorite restaurant. But at 3 a.m., and you've had, like, a milk carton full of Jack Daniels, you're like, I just want to go to McDonald's. And you stumble into McDonald's, and you're like, give me a Big Mac. And you smear it on your face. Yeah. And it didn't mean anything. But in the moment, you wanted that Big Mac. And you're like, and then you sober up the next day, and the good restaurant, let's call her Red Lobster, the finest in all the land. Red Lobster says, hey, you went to McDonald's last night.
I'd never call Red Lobster home.
Now I'm shutting my doors to the all-you-can-eat shrimp. And you're like, well, what does it matter? You're Red Lobster. You're better than McDonald's.
That's terrible. Just have it all, then. Just have Red Lobster. Have Jay Gilbert's. Have it all.
That's what we want.
Okay, well, then just have it all. It does. Just don't be committal. You don't have to be committed to someone. If you're dating, that's what dating is. Dating is dating different people, seeing what's out there. Plenty of
that's
fish in the
dating,
sea.
Dating, but once you do the
the finger in
the finger in my hand making the okay sign. Once you do that, most people don't like you testing the.
No, there
the
is
candy
an unwritten
in other boxes.
There kind of is an unwritten quote that once you start banging someone, then you shouldn't be banging anyone else.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, if you haven't had the talk or whatever, then
that's lawyer talk.
But I think it gives you an out. I mean, I hate to say it, but I use my friend Joel all the time. But that's what he does. He just slam dances around. He likes, you know, the colors of the rainbow. You know, he likes, you know, one night it's Mexican and two, he's the tramp from Lady and the Tramp. And he's like, I don't care.
He sleeps with dogs, literal dogs. He banged a cocker spaniel.
No,
what was Tramp? Tramp was a mutt.
Yeah, he was a mutt. Mm-hmm. And Lady was the Cocker Spaniel.
So I remember stuff.
Anyway, but he was just whatever he was to each family. So for this family, he was, you know, I don't know, Joseph. And for this family, he was whatever.
That sounds so all-consuming, though. Like, it doesn't sound like Joel does much outside of bang.
I mean, he does a lot of things. He's a very creative, smart person. But, I mean, when it comes to women, he enjoys all women.
How old is Joel?
I think he's 32. Yeah.
Hmm.
I think so. He's young.
Interesting. This Joel character.
You'll have to meet him. He's fun.
Oh, he sounds like a blast.
But, I mean, there's a lot of Joels out there. There's not just one Joel. But, I mean, if you just want to slam dance and have a good time, like, he doesn't want to settle down. He doesn't want kids. He doesn't want the family. So he just goes out and dates and whatever and... But it gives the girl an open door, too. If she's hot and she's attractive and she doesn't want to settle for a short Mexican, she can go out and be wined and dined and
really?
Finger
wouldn't?
Banged and then go
Who
out.
Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't? Come on.
Go out with someone else.
Who wouldn't want to sleep with an extra from Machete?
I mean, he is like the whitest Mexican I know. I mean, he just doesn't carry himself at all Mexican.
Oh, what does that mean?
I mean,
he leaves his sombrero in the car?
That's right. That's right.
He wears a Tommy Hilfiger poncho. What are you talking about?
When he wants to hurry up, it's a Riva Riva.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He shoots off his pistols.
That's right. That's Is Yosemite Sam.
Well, no. It's a Mexican thing, too, I think. But I was thinking Yosemite Sam. We can work in some Speedy Gonzales if you want.
Oh, my. Or what was the Slowpoke Rodriguez? That
was
his cousin.
Side, yeah.
His cousin.
The one that couldn't do much of anything. And
right.
He was like, see.
That's right. Anyhow.
Well, so what did you want to hear about the Facebook thing? Like,
just
I got
like
the story,
you,
but
like,
what was
like
the,
who,
the crux of it?
It was just, I think a lot of people thought that I was being duped. Like, this guy just kind of made up this story so he could look cool on his own Facebook page.
Well, that's weird and pathetic, if that's the truth.
But I don't think that people really put enough into kind of the backstory. Like, he really was seeing this other chick. And he is a nice guy. And, you know, he owns his own business. And he's successful. And he is known in the community and blah, blah, blah. Whatever that means.
Yeah.
Because like, we can't relate. But.
So am I. back when they used to put the names in the papers of the men who sell hookers.
I don't know. Like, I guess you show up at town meetings or whatever. Like, I don't even know what that is.
I really, yeah. What is it? Do we have a town hall? I think I might have one in Old Town Fairfax. But does that apply to Chantilly where I live? I don't.
Somebody, it's funny, years ago, I had to do something. Oh, I had to get my divorce decree or something. And I was like,
why is this also old timey? Your divorce decree?
I know.
Was it read by a barrister in a wig?
Yeah, with the longhorn.
With the bell saying, hear ye, hear ye.
I was just like, oh. And they were like, oh, you have to go to City Hall. And I was like, where is that?
Divorce decrees, then the slave auctions. What the hell?
Somebody was like, I don't even know whether somebody on the internet says, hey, I think it's on such and such street. I was like, I don't even know where City Hall is.
I really don't get known in the community. Like, I'm not kidding. In my community, being known in the community, there is skeletal guy who still jogs, and I drive past him a lot. And there is the
that's your
vaguely
own.
Indian guy who has gray hair, but he dyes it, who works at CVS.
Yeah.
And I see him walking home.
Yeah.
And other than that, it's like assorted homeless people you might see at the library. Those are, I guess, the community celebs, where if I mention them, someone else might know. But I don't really talk to my neighbors or other people who live in my community. I have zero
sense. Yeah, but there's people who are active community. In their communities, whatever that means.
Again, we don't even know what it means. Doesn't it sound sinister? Like, doesn't it sound like something a pedophile would do? Like, he was active in his community.
No, it
back sounds, to you, Jim.
What it sounds like to me is boring, hard seats, lectures. I don't know.
It just sounds like a 3-hour presentation.
Should we move the community trash cleanup till Tuesdays?
Or like you have to sit through high school plays before they're like, could we have 2K? Or they'll close the drama department. Our teacher's going through a bitch of a divorce right now.
I don't know. Well, I don't know what it means, but I mean, he is.
And he's no comprehension.
He's well known and his business is successful. So people do know
saying
about
that
his business too. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's
what is
big.
His community, by the way? Where does he live? I'm not trying to blow up his spot.
Like Cape Cod or something.
Cape Cod. Yeah. So he's a real blue blood. Like he has the lobster jet skis or whatever. This mixture of Little Mermaid and reality that's coming into my head right now.
Oh, goodness gracious. I don't know. He does well for himself.
The electrician of Cape Cod, this gigolo.
He was married for 100 years or something.
I understand. Apparently,
but he's divorced now.
You get out of that marriage, you want the hell out for good.
He does. I think
he was married what year to what year?
I'm not sure, but they were married for like 20 years or something.
Ugh,
like their kids are older now.
You don't want to get married again after that.
No, and I think a lot of it, like the last 10 or 7 or whatever, the last leg of it, the lame leg of it, you know, was just kind of torturous, you know. So, I mean, they just weren't scrumping. They weren't getting along.
Oh,
there was a lot
God.
Of fighting. So it's like you're arguing and you're not getting laid. So it's like one thing, if you arm wrestle, you win, you get laid. But this was just a headache and never getting laid.
I really, and I'm not saying this for effect, and I'm not saying I'm the most sex-crazed guy because I like actually caring about a girl.
Yeah.
But sex is so integral to a relationship.
Well, we've talked about that before, and I do believe that men really do gain their greatest sense of approval from women through sex. And we've had that conversation too. Like, would you rather be thought of as incompetent or poor at your job, or thought of as a lousy lover to every lover you've ever had? And every guy says, screw my job.
I mean, if I had a better job, like if I was paid on air, then I wouldn't want to be a bad DJ, and I could be thought of like a 30-second guy.
Yeah, but you don't, like, it's saying by your peers, your work peers, people. So it doesn't even say, like, your boss thinks you're a bad guy.
Then who cares? Yeah, I'd like to be good in bed.
But every guy chooses that. They're like, screw my job. I don't care. You know, it doesn't say you're going to lose your job. It doesn't say anything like that. It just says, hey, you're going to be thought of as poorly or as incompetent. But you still have a job.
All I know is when I have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she's trying to freeze me out. I want to put her head through a screen door.
But I'm thinking, well, one, I mean, yeah, I mean,
can you imagine legal marriage?
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, if you go elsewhere, you can be in real legal trouble for that. And I'm not giving you any.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
But to me, more important than that is I know, I know someone and they were married, and I think their divorce was after like year 14 or 16 or something. Like, it was a lot of years they were together. They were together like in their 20s, and now they're 40 or whatever.
Is it successful at that point? Like, does a marriage have to literally go until unto death to be successful for you? Or can you just be like, we had like 25 years and we didn't end hating each other? Because for me, you get past a certain point. Like, if the kids are out of the house.
But if it does end that way, but a lot of times it doesn't. A lot of times it's harder for one person than it is for another, you know. Like this guy, the electrician guy, I think they were willing to kind of part, you know, early on. They kind of agreed and they were kind of living separate. And I think people do choose to do that for their kids. And in a lot of times, I think it does help the kids as long as there isn't a lot of fighting. But I think in their case, there was a lot of fighting. So they probably should have parted a lot sooner. You know,
but I guess.
Yeah, but I know this guy. And so he wound up divorced after 14 or 16 years, something like that. But they didn't even have any touching. So they weren't really having any sex, but they weren't even touching each other. They didn't hold hands. There was no cuddling or touching of one another. It's almost like each one of them had like a force field around each other, you know. And I guess the woman.
You're describing a frigid hell.
It's horrible. I mean, I would never want to be in. I think sometimes life circumstances, or if you had like a lock seminar or something and we were apart for X number of days or weeks, I don't think, hey, he's not here, so I need someone to fill this spot. But I think if you're together every day, there should be some form of touching one another, you know,
yes.
I mean, physical contact.
What's the point otherwise?
I agree. Then I don't know how do you do 14 years of that? Like, she felt like she was being objectified if he... Like, she was a very attractive woman. Like,
you
she was fit. She did
level.
Marathons and whatever.
Good. Then stop running, bitch. There's your answer. Become a fat, sloppy pig. And if he still wants on, then he just needs it. Then he needs his medicine.
No, but I mean, he actually loved and adored his wife. He never looked at another woman, blah, blah, blah. But as far as intimacy, there was none. Like, she just felt like, I'm not an object. I'm not a thing.
She sounds like a dumb bitch. That's what she sounds like.
I mean, it's yucky. I mean, it just.
An object called dumb bitch.
Probably.
I'm not saying that for a fact. Sounds like an awful person. Like, why would you? And I'm not saying you shouldn't. Okay.
Even if you're not scrumping, though, I do think that you should have. I think sometimes you're infirm, or you have a long day, or you're tired.
That's right.
Or
if you're dying of cancer and your husband's walking home every day going, God, I didn't get any again. Well, guess what? He's a piece of crap. And I'm not saying just like if you don't work out, you're entitled to be like, well, guess what? You're not getting any, mister. Workout, not workout, fit, unattractive, whatever. You're in a sexual relationship.
Yes, yeah.
You're married. Yes, you should be objectifying each other.
Yeah,
not all the
I agree.
Time, but you're married. And as long as like
his
entire interest isn't in you, isn't sex based. Well, once in a while,
each
of you has the right to be like, I need it. Give it.
I totally agree. I don't know how he did it.
I'll blow your mind. Sometimes guys aren't in the mood. And you know what? If my chick's like, feeling me up or feeling around, she's gonna get it. If she's not getting it from me, then she'll just be texting some other guy, be like, my eunuch boyfriend didn't plow me and I was in the mood. Because I've been on the receiving end of that text a million times.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Like,
oh yeah,
I was horny and he didn't touch me. And of course you have to be like, well, I wouldn't be like that. I'd pipe you out good, baby. And it's just so fake. So
I hope you have that on a t-shirt.
I do. I literally, they press the Siri, read me the text button, and they hear that. I'll give it to you good.
I'll pipe you good.
Oh, it's horrific. So yeah, man.
I'll blow so many ropes. You'll think it's a Macy's Day Parade.
Anytime. If they're like, I'm horny. I might not give my A performance, but they're getting something.
But there has to be some kind of touching. Like, that is just... And you ask all of their friends or people in their peer group, and they said it was funny. When you see the two of them together, you would never assume they were a couple. Like, she was so fiercely independent. You didn't even think they were together.
She should not have been married at all then.
No, she shouldn't have, really. No, it really, I mean, it stunted them both, really. But, I mean, they had gone through years of counseling, and that was one of her gripes that she had, that he was, you know, objectifying her all the time.
Oh, I'm a real fit woman, and he's my husband, and he wants to have sex with me. Woo! Yeah. Hands up.
No, it's pretty bad.
Ugh, what a dummy. Yeah. All right, let's go out on that frustrating note.
I know, that's terrible.
Allison, thanks for joining.
You're welcome, darling.
You want to tweet that little patch of sunshine over there and get her pictures on your Facebook wall?
Yeah, sure, I'll help you out.
At Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N-Frank. I'm John Papagiorgio. You want me on Twitter, it's at Papa's Basement. Show's website, the Papa's Basement Podcast, Papa's Basement Radio Show, whatever we're calling it this week.
Yeah.
In papasbasement.com. Go there every Monday and every Thursday. The new episodes go up. All of our Facebook links, our Twitter links, and most importantly, the iTunes link is up there. Find us on iTunes. Subscribe to us. Rate us positively. That's it.
Okay.
That's all I got.
All right. Sounds good.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.
We should do that.
Follow you, follow me. Follow you.
See? Look.
Follow
right here.
Me. What? We're recording, by the way.
So don't say the bad words. Victim 6 killed by hookers poisoned minge. That is an article.
It's the old minge trick.
The old venom-filled minge. The old venom-filled mingeroo.
I can't even hear anything.
So we're taking levels.
We are right now.
And I'm singing 'cause I heard this in the car, in the way.
This thing is really delightful.
Tighten the nut. Tighten the nut in center. That's so graphic. Right here, this one. Turn this one. I think that's what's loose.
I just got to leave it alone.
No.
No, no, now you're going to ruin everything. Ah, you're going to ruin everything. I'm melting.
There, you're all better.
Now it's crookedy.
It's not crookedy. You can, it pivots in every conceivable angle. You can literally tilt the fucking thing.
Stop talking.
One side to the other.
Stop talking.
Oops. That was supposed to be a cleansy.
I didn't say anything bad.
I did. I said the F.
Well, don't do that.
Follow. Okay. All right. So these are my levels. Bring me down to 20. Yada, 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 yada. Allison, let's get your levels.
This is my level. This is my level.
You're so quiet.
I am not quiet. That's not
And then
not
the
quiet.
Show starts and you're so loud.
Whatever. Nobody ever says that.
Really?
I don't get an email about that.
I get all the email in the world saying that blabbery bitch just talks right over you.
Never.
Are you going to put up with that? Because you sound like a real misogynist on the air. Have you ever just punted her in the bad place?
Oh, goodness.
And I go, yes. Yes, I have.
Inappropriate.
Follow you. Ba-dun-dun.
Oh, this
going
to
dun. What, the phone going off?
Yeah.
Like you won a prize in a carnival?
I did.
Yeah, that would bother me to see on air. Slightly. You like how I went up at the end there? Almost like Shatner? Which Gray Sky Eternal song is the intro?
You don't even know.
I think this one's Beautiful Creation, and then the football show is Annie Sorrow. Oh, man. Bitches do love World's Aladdin. A whole new... Wait, that's
yeah.
Ariel.
No.
A whole new world. That's not the Little Mermaid. That makes sense. She comes out of the water. It's a whole new world.
No. It's a whole new world because they're up on a magic carpet.
Are you I don't know why I'm keeping it clean. I'm just going to cut this. Well, are you kidding me?
No, that's true. Is this for levels or what?
Yeah, it's for levels. And we can talk over this. Ba, 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 da, da, da. Ra, 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 ra. Ra, 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 ra.
Bad, bad, bad.
What?
Bad.
That was recorded, and the world's going to hear.
I'm saying you're bad. I'm not saying their music is bad.
Sure. All right, let's punch these, and I'll take a piss, and then we record.
Okay, sounds good.